Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus answered and said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that you open up our minds. Lord, we have our hearts open to you. But Lord, help us to open up our minds so that we can see and understand who you are, what you mean to us, and why our lives have changed. And we'll give you the thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to see the Tillers here today. Jerry just passed the end of last year. Mike Walbolt is here. It's good to see him too. His wife, her funeral was just Friday. We have another funeral coming this Saturday. I get asked many times, especially when people are dying, preacher, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure that I got this right. I want to help you with that today and show you why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way to get there. There's no other religion. It isn't about being good. It isn't about being sincere. It's about Jesus Christ and the difference that he makes in a life that cannot be made without him. Amen. We as Christians call this being saved. We call it having our eyes opened. Sometimes we say we saw the light. We've came out of darkness. He's quickened our spirit. I want to give you, according to the Bible, the logical and reasonable reasons why Jesus is the only way and why he changes your life when you see that he is the way. Bible says this. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And we will go in and out and find pasture. John chapter 11, 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though he die. Jesus did something that no other man on earth or woman on earth has ever done. He rose from the dead. Now understand this, especially you teenagers, understand this. Jesus rose from the dead over 2,000 years ago. It was prophesied that Jesus would come. His name would be Emmanuel. He would save men from their sins, and he would raise from the dead. And the Bible says that he came to give us eternal life. There is no other religion, no other thinking, no other philosophy where they have someone who raised from the dead. Jesus has shown us that this world is not our home. Every other religion tries to make this world their home. It's about territory, it's about land, it's about philosophy. Jesus Christ says, no, it's not about land, it's not about philosophy, it's not about this world being your home, it's about a different kingdom. So we live different because of that kingdom that I came from that I'm going to show you you can go to. You're going to live forever because I live forever, and I come to give you eternal life. When you see eternal life, when you see that Jesus rose from the dead, and you believe it, you are no longer selfish, jealous, envy, strife. All these things start to go away because you know at some point in time, you're going to face a judgment day. A judgment day about how you lived here and what you did here. Were you part of his kingdom or part of the world? And you cannot see that without the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there's nothing else in this world like it. I don't care how kind people are, how nice people are, how forgiving people are, without seeing the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no getting your eyes opened. That's why he said it's born again. When you're born, you get your eyes open. It's a new world to you. And when you're born again in Christ, it's a new world to you. You see the resurrection of Christ. You once was blind, but now you see. You've seen the light. You've come out of the darkness. Your spirit has been quakened. It's become alive unto the eternity which God brought you. So you understand that the things of the world are temporary, not eternal. So you don't work for temporary things. Who works for temporary things? Maybe a little bit here and a little bit there, but it's the eternal things that count. You know, we'll work for a home because it'll last a long time. We'll work a long time for an automobile, praying they'll last a long time. We'll work a short period of time to eat lunch because it's temporary. You know, it ain't going to last. You're going to want dinner, then breakfast. That eating thing gets habit forming. I mean, the resurrection of Christ is the only thing that can give you a view of the kingdom of God. And if you do not see the resurrection of Christ, it doesn't matter what you believe, how you walk, what your philosophy is, you cannot grasp a hold of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 says, when asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God will not come with observable signs, nor will people say, look here, it is, or there it is. For you see, the kingdom of God is in your midst. It's within you. You see it because you see the resurrection of Christ. So you see this eternal kingdom that's headed up by Jesus Christ, someone that we can pray to, someone that we can get above our troubles and our trials in this world, someone that can see us through the hardest times in our life. We see the kingdom of God because our eyes have been opened to the resurrection of Christ. John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is not in this realm. It's not in this world. It's something you got to get your eyes open to, and you can't get your eyes open to it until you see the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I believe Jesus was a good man. He was a good preacher, and God sent him. God came upon him. The resurrection thing I have a trouble with. So did the Sadducees. Sadducees were Sadducee because they didn't believe in the resurrection of Christ. So they had nothing further to go on. Psalms 72, 17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. And in every nation around the world, you're going to find Christians. You're going to find them calling him blessed. Why? Because he gives us the resurrection. He gives us eternal life. He gives us an eternal hope. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and a perfect will of God. God said, if you stepped into my kingdom, live like it. If you see eternity, then give up the things of the world, the jealousy, the envy, the strife, the hatred, the high-mindedness. Isn't it amazing how that we as Christians seem to put up other things than the things that the Bible mentioned? You know why we do that? Because it's easier for us to quit some things than it is the jealousy, envy, strife, hatred, high-mindedness. Why is it in the church? It's in the church many times because we do not see the resurrection of Christ. It's all about us, not about others. It's all about taking, not about giving. It's because we have not really seen and experienced the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be not conformed to the world. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23. Think about this. It's reasonable and logical when you see the resurrection of Jesus Christ to know that he was God. It's reasonable and logical to see the kingdom of God if you see the resurrection of Christ. And God said, you got to get it in here. I know you believe, but you got to get it in here. You got to see the kingdom. You got to see where you're living. You got to see that it's about giving, not taking. It's about helping. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge. Learn it. Understand it. He says in 2 Peter 1, 3, his divine power has given us everything we need in life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Understand it. Being born again is very basic and very easy to understand if you understand that Jesus rose from the dead. And you say, but preacher, that's hard for me to believe because everything around me is dying. Everything around you is dying. Jesus Christ is the only hope. And he uses examples all through the scripture to show that he is eternal. He gives us prophecies all through the Old Testament that he is eternal. In his resurrection, he was seen by 500 people after he rose from the dead. He was crucified publicly so that we would know, according to the Jews and according to the Roman Empire, that he had died. He was placed in a tomb under guard so that we would know that he rose from the dead. And those people who did not believe, the disciples who did not believe, gave their lives for what they had seen in the resurrection, not in the death, not in the life. But they got their eyes opened. They were born again. They came from darkness into light. They saw the kingdom of God because they saw eternity. And they lived different. God said, you will live different. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. Ephesians 4:24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true likeness of his holiness. Put on your new self, new birth. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. I'm not conformed to the world. I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind because I see the resurrection of Christ and I see that I am eternal. When you see it, and we don't have enough people looking for it today, then we understand why Jesus is the only way. 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, do not conform to the passions of your former ignorance. We have a tendency, over, even though we have seen the resurrection of Christ, we have experienced this kingdom, we have experienced this joy unspeakable and full of glory, we have a tendency to get tied back up into the world. We have a tendency to get it and listen to me, kids. We have a tendency to get tied back up into the things that the world wants us to have as values. God has given us power, through his power. He has given money. He has given prestige. He has given education. He has given power to many people to be used for him. We'll find out that very few things satisfy us. You know, when you're a kid, 16, and you thought, wow, if I could just get a car, man, everything would be great. Then if you could just get that girl to marry or that guy to marry you, things would really be great. If you could just get through with your education, things would just be great. If you could just get your kids raised, everything would be great. Well, that has something, that does have some power in it. But then you find out your grandkids grow up twice as fast as your kids do. I mean, it's just yesterday, my kids are bringing and sitting in the pews here, and now I've got a 24-year-old grandson here. It amazes me. But God said, when you see the kingdom, and you get it in your mind, you get an understanding of it, the things of the world will grow gravely dim. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says, the living one, I was dead, and behold, now I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. How does he hold the keys to death and hell? Because of the fact that he has opened the door. Through Jesus Christ, we can see. Let me do something, because there isn't many of you here today, and it's cold outside. But I want you to see. See, I opened that door. Once you see what's out there, you can't deny what's out there. Once you see the kingdom of God, you cannot deny the resurrection of Christ. And when you're born again, you understand the things of the world and the things of the kingdom. You understand what sin is. Sin is very selfish, very envious, very strifeful, very get even-y. But the kingdom of God is a different realm. And when we see it, the brightness, the light comes on. We understand it. The light comes on. 1 Corinthians 15:12. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is worthless, and so is our faith. There's the emphasis. That's what we talk about when people are dying. That's what we talk about when people are living. Do you believe Jesus rose from the dead? And you can see as you walk through the trail with these ones that they experience, they see another world. And that new world is the kingdom of God that you can see here and now. 1 Corinthians 15:20, but now is Christ raised from the dead and become the first fruit of those that sleep. Christ is raised from the dead. He wanted us to get that. He wanted us to understand that. He wanted us to have the knowledge of that so that we could see that he kicked the door down in the grave. John 17:3, now this is eternal life. Want to know what it is? That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is eternal life. Because without Jesus Christ, there is no resurrection. Without the resurrection, you can't see anything beyond this dying world that you live in. And once you see the resurrection of Christ, then you see life eternal, and your whole life changes. Somebody said, preacher, I got saved, but I'm having a hard time changing. No, you're not. You need to have the renewing of your mind. Amen. You need to really believe what you saw and allow it to just, where the Bible says, as a faith of a grain of mustard seed, it'll move a mountain. He said, just open the door to the possibility that the resurrection is true and I came from God and I'll take over. It's like, just open that door just that much. Just that much. Just so you can see out the corner of the door. And I'll open it wide open to you. John 17, verse 23. In them and you in me, that they may be perfectly united, so that the world may know that you sent me, and have loved them just as you have loved me. He said, God, just as people saw you in me, might they see me and you in them. You know how they see God in us? They see us living by a different standard in a different world, under different conditions. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. And if you believe that, your life's changed. John 17:25, righteous Father, although the world has not known you, I know you. And they know that you sent me. Want to have your eyes open? Want to understand what it is to be born again? It's very logical. I said, good logic isn't always good theology, but good theology is always logical. You can no longer have your eyes upon the temporal things of this world that only last a short time when you see eternity. And you see eternity through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you see eternity through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you experience his kingdom. And you start working in that kingdom rather than in the kingdom of the world. And God will, he said, serve me and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Terry and I have been to more places than we ever dreamed of going. We live better than we ever dreamed of living. We have more friends than we ever dreamed that we could have. And I pastor a church better than any church ever thought that I could pastor. Why? Because we didn't seek those things. We sought him. In his kingdom, you seek him. And God adds those things. We don't serve him to get them. We don't serve him to get the world. We've given up the world. We serve him to get the kingdom. That makes us a better business owner. That makes us a better boss. That makes us a better employee. That makes us a better teenager. That makes us a better mom and dad. That makes us a better husband and a better wife. Why? Because we have been changed by the renewing of our minds. And we understand that Jesus is the only way because he is the resurrection and the life. Let us stand. Their heads bowed and their eyes closed just for a moment. I want to talk to you just for a moment. Maybe you're here today and you say, preacher, I never quite understood what being saved was, what being born again was, what it meant to really have eternal life. And let me tell you, the evidence is there that Jesus rose from the dead. If you believe that evidence, here's a little prayer that I'd like you to pray. You don't have to say anything out loud. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call out your name. Because salvation is between you and God himself. And you say, Lord, I believe that Jesus came from God. I believe he rose from the dead. Open my eyes to eternity. Forgive me for living for the world for these last several years. And help me to live for you in your kingdom from now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Their heads bowed and their eyes closed. As a testimony to your faith, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, I will not embarrass you. But as a testimony of your faith, would you just raise your hand and say, preacher, I prayed. Amen. All over the congregation. Yes, yes, yes. I see these hands. God bless you. Put your hands down. Amen. Now, the devil's going to say it's not that easy. It's as easy and as quick as having a baby. When the baby takes its first breath and opens its eyes, there's a whole new world. And the Bible calls it being born again. And you can see the very kingdom of God. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for all these that raise their hands this morning. Lord, I pray that everyone here got their eyes open just a little more about the kingdom of God and who you are and why the resurrection is so important and why we know and we believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, because it's the only way you can see eternity is through an empty tomb. So Lord, I pray today that you bless us, renew our minds, renew our thinking, renew our hearts, that we might give you the glory from now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.